I forgot to do a clean intro. That's fine. The song works. Alright. But I'm gonna change it. Alright. So, you all head on your way. Y'all race!
Yep. Biggie's already outside. He's got the Skull Rider mask on, ready to fly. Alright, Lord, ready to do this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, he takes a position, and...
Roll plus speed, Biggie.
Yep. Oh, this is gonna be perfect. Six. So...
Oof.
Bummer. Oh, Akka told me that the plan she already had, and this is just this just leads right into it. So let's just do this.
All
right.
So how does this look, Iggy?
So Iggy is immediately gonna start is launching off, and
Lorelai is going to grab him by the leg and toss him, and then take off.
Go ahead and roll plus tough, Lorelai.
How well this is.
I don't know what it said. One moment, please. I need to pick appropriate music.
Oh, this is going to be good. Ready, steady, go. Wait, what? Oh.
This could have been a really cool mini game.
Should have been.
Could have been, but the dice said no.
Dice were like, you don't get a mini game.
So what happens?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's cool. This is my job. This is what I've chosen to do with my life. Hold on, let me think. Enjoy this music while I think.
Yep.
So, Iggy, you get ready to leap.
Yep.
Into the air.
Mm-hmm.
But your jump doesn't go off, of course, because you failed your roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it does so by Lorelai grabbing onto your ankle. Lorelai, you grab onto Iggy's ankle and try to throw him. But... I'm going to say, with both of your fails, your hand gets caught on Iggy's costume, and you go flying backwards as well.
And it's Cecily, like both the momentum of my jump and Lorelai.
Cecily, you see, as this race is about to get started, you see both of them fly backwards.
Cecily, I feel like, takes that opportunity to hop in her car, and she's like, you loser said race.
Oh, Ada's same thing. A jumps in the car and puts them both off, and he's
I'm sorry,
off
I'm
too.
Shaking.
I'm pretty sure races go forward, not backward.
We'll I like to imagine Trixie says that as it on her bike with Elizabeth in the back.
I gotta turn myself down. I'm peeking so bad. I'm sorry,
this is the best possible outcome that could have happened.
Yes, I love it. The two most cocky ass motherfuckers.
This is like the number one thing of like mm-hmm. Critical Role when he goes, "How did y'all make it to level 12? How have y'all survived this long?
How have y'all taken like 10 improvements here?
You've gone through 3 character playbooks.
You all are almost
maxed out in advancements. What's going on?
This is content.
Dice hates us.
This is A+ content.
Hey,
RNG said no.
Let me be upfront with you all. If you are all concerned that your characters are getting too OP in Monster of the Week because they keep taking advancements, they can still fail.
Oh boy, can
and
we?
And they can fail. Spectacularly.
Holy shit.
Oh, look at that. They didn't even fail forward.
No, we're no. Killing her. Give her a minute.
Yep.
One momentum.
So now I have to imagine we just see Lorelai and Iggy's feet sticking out of a bush.
Cecily.
I can't see. My eyes are watering too bad.
Way to go, Laura. Great job.
Listen, you.
Such teenager bullshit.
That's what you get for cheating, also, by the way.
I wasn't cheating. It was all
you
fair.
Grabbed my leg. I saw what you're about to do.
We had no rules about
Trixie
each
and
other.
Cecily just drive off.
It's called honor. I guess you don't have. So does I guess you don't anything about that.
What's honor? So I think at this point, Lorelai like, gets up, brushes herself off, and then she fucking takes off.
Iggy tries to do the same.
Roll plus weird.
Congratulations.
Both of you roll plus weird.
We still, please, please.
Congratulations, Dan and Naka. You guys
fuck.
The GM.
Okay.
I mean, with a 9, you still do it. You just don't get any extra bonuses. You still fly. Yep. Yep. So you're fine.
Oh, God. Like, crap. It's a final not to be last.
I can't make this a minigame. You understand why, yes?
Yes, I know.
I can't. I'm sorry.
But based on that roll, I think it's clear that Iggy's going to be last.
Yeah,
no matter
he's going to be last place. I'm sorry. You get a gold star from me. If you want it.
What was my 12 again? Do I actually freaking pass everyone?
No. They got a pretty decent head start.
No,
from
you
us.
Sure don't. You don't pass everyone because Cecily and Tuxie got a really good head start.
Do not pass go. Do not collect 200.
Oh, God. Oh, this is some high school bullshit right here. Okay. Hi, how's it going, everybody? My voice is very sore now because I've laughed so hard.
You laughed hard. Oh, God.
Oh, no, you guys definitely broke the GM.
I'm broken.
Oh, we definitely did.
That's why. I need a vacation.
Happy vacation.
Everyone, do me a solid. Thank your GMs. Thank your keepers. Thank your GMs. Thank your DMs.
Oh, hey, Hina.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for allowing that bullshit.
Thank you, Hina.
Yes, and that will be a quote that I'm going to keep. This is high school bullshit right here. This is high school bullshit right here. All right. So, quench that thirst, you got it. Thank you for the every day. I got to take a sippy. Oh, that's better. All right. You all eventually make your way to Abuela's in your designated order that I've already told you. And I will start with, of course, the ones who got there first. Cecily, A, and Trixie. You get there with time to spare. I will say, of course, that Archer probably jumped out of the bag and rode with Cecily, because Archer's like, I'm not going to be in a bag on a motorcycle.
Yeah,
that's dangerous
okay.
as fuck.
Yeah, I understand.
It works for the goldfish.
Well,
I feel
goldfish,
like...
Hey, that's different.
I feel that's like Kevin. Cecily would totally, like, put her jacket in the seat or something and turn on the seat warmer and be like, there you go.
It is a wooden doll cat.
I know,
but that's, you know what?
It.
I think Archer will look towards Cecily and go, I can't feel that, but I appreciate it.
Cecily's like, I know, I can't help myself. It's, you're still very much alive to me.
That means, actually, a lot more than I anticipated it would.
Cecily's like... Yeah, all of my compliments come off that way, I feel.
No, it's... Archer just kind of sighs a little bit. It's been rough.
I know. Trust me, when I learned what happened, and that... Annabelle was going too, I was devastated. I felt like I was gone, and... Ash is gone, and Annabelle is gone, and you've been disembodied, and what if I had stayed around and I could have helped?
Archer
and
just
instead...
looks towards you. It's not your fault that all that happened, Cess.
But what if it was...
It doesn't matter the what ifs. If anything, I've learned being overseer is the possibilities. It doesn't matter what you could have done... You could have been here and it still could have happened. Or you could have been here and something totally different could have happened. You can't put the blame on yourself.
Cecily's like, I do a little bit, and I just want you to know that I promise if it kills me, I will get you back to your body. And Annabelle will be able to come home, and everything will be just like it was.
Or just kind of looks downward a little bit, and then nods a little bit. Well, the feeling's mutual. I want to help you all enjoy the rest of your lives like normal people. I want to be able to enjoy that too. Even if it means maybe the Overseer doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what's going to happen in this future, but whatever happens, however much power you all have over it, I trust you all.
Cecily's like, and don't worry, in the end, you'll be there with us.
Thanks. That means a lot, Cecily.
She'll, like, reach over and kind of pet his head. You know, like, I don't know. Like, she can't help but treat him like a cat. It's,
he just kind of nods a little bit as you get a pet. I understand.
She knows it's Archer, but also she's like, I'm going, I can't help it because it's fine. A cat.
Yeah, it's fine.
But they're a cat, and so,
they just nod towards you. It's fine. Thanks, Cecily.
She's like, yeah, absolutely. Now, what do you say we beat those two losers at their own game? And she, like, floors.
Was that conversation happening throughout the whole race? Wow.
So, you burst the race and you head on your way to, of course it was, and now we fast forward to you arriving with everyone. Trixie, of course, you're not too far behind Cecily, as you all arrive at Abuela's. You were at Abuela's last time. That was the place with the sweet rolls and coffee, as you recall. Trixie?
Wonderful.
So, as you all get out of the car, A, of course, you... I don't know how did A get there? Did you ride in the car? Or did you ride on the bike?
I'm saying I have my own car.
Oh, you have your own car. That's right. So you drove yourself. Got it. Cool. So, you all head inside, of course, waiting for Lorelai and Iggy. And Abuela just kind of shouts out, "Who's there? Who's in the front door? Do you want coffee?"
Lots of coffee, lots of sweet rolls.
How many people?
Probably some bandages.
Bandages? Who's hurt? She just runs out with like a whole bunch of like a first aid kit and coffee. Like a carafe of coffee. Who's hurt?
Just our pride.
I point back at, as Iggy and Lorelai walk through the door, I'm just like, point back at them.
Iggy's brushing out the leaves from his hair.
I don't have bandages for pride wounds.
No one ever
does. I do. And then she pulls out like little cat bandages.
Lorelai will just growl. She gets like,
oh,
a
no.
growl.
Bad choice.
No, not bad the band-aids, choice. But just that Trixie's a bullshit.
Cecily's like, I don't know if I told you both, but I do love you both for that.
Uh-huh.
she was like, I want us to all be able to just be us again.
Let's just get inside, he says, kind of embarrassed about the whole thing.
You all walk in and you can see Torres is currently sitting on the couch.
Oh.
Torres is sitting towards you. Hello.
Hey.
Trixie, this is your first time seeing, of course, Torres. You see an older gentleman, a little bit of peppered gray in his hair. He is tan skin, kind of not like super long hair. Definitely handsome in his youth from the way he looks.
I keep joking that he looks like an older Antonio Banderas.
That's about accurate. That's the best way to Banderas. Describe him.
Hello. Hi.
Goes in the bad
guy. Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm sorry if I'm staring. It's just you look very handsome.
Oh. He just kind of smiles and says, thank you.
Straight up says it. Okay.
All right, then.
I'm sorry.
No fear.
You're just
no
terrible.
Fear.
No shame either.
No shame either, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I feel like Cecily would lean into Trixie and just quietly whisper, "A little Delphi, right?"
My God.
Damn. Hey, here,
you know,
subtlety.
What? I was going to say something about that.
Out the window he goes.
But I think right now wouldn't be a good time for that. But yeah, he kind of do.
So he's like, I know, I'm sorry. Anyway.
This is the curse of penis
no,
plot
no, no,
NPCs.
No. Don't be sorry. You're fine. You're wonderful.
I need to share with you all why I'm invited to play Thirsty Sword Lesbian so often.
Yeah. Why do you keep making hot NPCs?
I don't mean to. I made a disembodied voice one time and everyone was like, hot. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
But I...
You're like, all right. He's going to start to pull a spray bottle.
I don't mean to make everyone hot. Yeah, freaking right.
They're just drawn that way.
Yeah.
You all just associate me with hot NPCs. I can't help that. That's your own perception.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Cecily, we came here for a reason.
I feel like Cecily, she immediately like goes to Abuela, gives her a hug.
Abuela 100% will hug you back.
And Cecily will be like, "Can I help you in the kitchen?"
Oh, what's wrong?
Exactly. Like, she just knows. Like, Cecily offers to help in the kitchen with Abuela when something is wrong. Mm-hmm. This has happened before. Like,
don't talk to me.
And it will happen again.
Tell me.
Cecily just kind of, as they're moving into the kitchen, I feel like she just kind of grabs the apron that she knows is set aside for her and starts tying it on and pulls her hair up and she's like, "I need to figure out how to get in touch with my power and help heal the city." And
you want to help Wilbranch?
She's like, "Yes, and I need someone who is well connected." And your magic feels like home to me. And that is exactly like what this town needs right now.
She just leans over towards you and she just pats your cheek gently. "I'm going to give you at least 10 sweet rolls to go home with."
She is like, "Thank you, Abuela." And like, we'll give her a hug, you know, because I feel like Cecily doesn't have a grandma.
Yeah.
Like,
Eventually, Cecily and Abuela bring out Sweet Rose, but I'm going to let you all have a moment with Torres, of course. So Torres is, of course, sitting there, just looking towards you all. "So what's going on? Tell me about your day."
"Well, first of all," kind of gestures towards Trixie, "this is Trixie."
He'll stand up and he'll shake your hand. "Hi, nice to meet you."
"Nice to meet you as well."
"He's from Oculus."
"Oh, I heard that people were visiting from Oculus. I'm from the Foundation myself. I am the founder of magical weaponry."
"Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's very handy."
"Oh, thank you. I work very closely with one of my colleagues, Anastasia, who works with she's the founder of alchemy and such."
"Hey, Trixie."
"Oh. Yeah.
Ask him to check out his van sometime."
"His van?
Would you like to see my van?"
"Yeah, I think that was parked outside.
I can hear everything you all are saying. We're all in the same room."
"He's got some cool..."
"Yeah, I was about to say, like, why are you whispering?" "Hey, are you okay? Can you hear all right? And you have a sore throat?
Check it out. Just..."
"You need medicine? I think I got some throat spray in my bag."
"Hey, Torres,
what?
How's your van?"
"Oh, yeah, come see." They just roll their eyes as they walk. As he just walks back to outside. And as you all follow, or whoever wants to follow, you see there is very much an older van. I don't want to use the white van, because of course that's awful. It's like, what's kind of... help me come up with this van, Sammy.
It's like a gunmetal gray, I think.
Yeah, gunmetal gray van.
Oh, wait.
For some reason, I always imagined like that old school Volkswagen buses.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's it. Anywho.
With the wood paneling?
Yes, with wood paneling and everything.
100%. Yes.
So you of course all see this lovely VW bug or bus. And he opens the back, and inside it's very different from the outside, as you can see this kind of gunmetal gray wall paneling, as well as a bunch of weapons.
Oh.
Don't worry, they're all magical, so they're not actually, like, gonna do any harm within normal people's hands. Plus, nobody can get into my van. It's protected by magic.
Well, this is just lovely.
Oh, thank you. If you ever have a need for a magic weapon, I'm your guy.
So,
mind if I give you a number to Oculus sometime?
Sure.
Is Georgie trying to poach?
What do you mean? Who sent you? I'm just kidding.
I just love that. I love, like, are you trying to poach? Shush.
Shush.
Are you trying to recruit tourists?
Just like a nanny, friend? Like, shush.
Hush, child, we're doing business.
Over to the next game?
You might see Taurus now in the next game.
Oh my god, he's the Launchpad McQuack of the game.
He is
the Launchpad McQuack. What?
Yeah, he goes from DuckTales over to Darkwing Duck.
Oh, there you go.
What is happening?
Every time you say DuckTales, you gotta do the woo woo after it. Thank you. I love how you guys just go along with my bullshit.
Well, what else are we gonna do?
Don't listen to Snowy.
No.
Listen to Snowy.
That's all we got.
Listen to Snowy, got it.
That's what we got from this interaction. Anywho.
Great.
And also, we do what we want here. This is the fuck around and find out table. We do what we want. Anywho. He looks towards you, A. Did you want to, like, get a weapon or something? Is that what you wanted to see? My truck? My van? Or you just wanted to show off my van?
Well, I mean, I was just kind of, like, helping to show off. But since you so you nicely asked...
Yeah, I just want to show off someone else's van.
You, got anything that might help our current situation? And I kind of lay out the gist of the situation.
You need something that can find blockages of magic of sorts?
Yeah, you know, maybe shut it down, or...
I don't know about shutting it down. That would require probably some work with Anastasia, but... Then she'd probably go into the big scheme of things and say, oh, well, but then we'll need to know what kind of magic it is exactly, and blah, blah, blah. And then she'll totally look at my schematics and go, no, that doesn't work because of so-and-so. And I'll go, oh, but why don't we try it? And she'll go, no, I'm sorry, I'm a little salty from today.
Yeah, I can tell.
What happened today?
Oh, it's a long story.
Who hurt you?
It's not her fault. She's smarter than me. No, clearly.
Build a tea. No. What's going on?
It's all right.
Oh, is that tea? There's that tea.
I mean, Abuela probably has some tea, unless you're meaning like
no,
gossip.
I meant like like gossip. Yeah.
Oh, gossip. It's work stuff. It's nothing big. Anastasia, if you meet her, you'll understand. She's very smart. I'm very lucky to work with her, don't get me wrong. I'm never going to not want to work with her, but sometimes it's just difficult sometimes.
Oh, understandable. I have someone like that as well.
Oh, you do?
I work with, yeah.
Oh.
Leo?
Oh my god, how did you know? Are you also a mind reader? Do you read minds?
I'm sorry, did you say mimes?
Yeah, I did.
I sure did.
No!
I read mimes. And minds. And minds.
Oh no! Iggy's in a box! Get him out!
I can't help you there. That's the weirdest type of mine in there is.
Eventually, I will say, Cecily and Abuela come out to see, of course, everybody at the van. Why are you all at the van?
Oh, I don't think Iggy went to the van. Oh,
okay.
He's still been on the couch, and I don't know if Lorelai is, but I think Lorelai and Iggy were by themselves. Okay.
She'll look down towards Iggy and Lorelai, who are on the couch, sulking a little
bit.
We're
just staring at each other, kind of sulking.
Fuck.
Aw, did something happen?
Lorelai tried to cheat in a race.
Lorelai, how do you feel about this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
Okay, we're planning round two later then.
Oh, that'll go well.
Deal.
Oh, Boiler just rolls
this through. This time I'm staying like 10 feet from you from the starting position.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use the forest as our racing course.
Oh, sure. I love to just fly over the forest. It'll make it so easy for me.
You sure about that? The
forest Boiler will lean towards Cecily a little bit. Are they always the Cecily when they're fighting? They're like a married couple. What's going on? They're in another relationship, so what's going on here?
It's kind of sibling-ish, I think.
It's very sibling rivalry, but also a little bit concerning.
This is a whole year of Lorelai just beating up on Iggy coming out now.
Yeah, right.
It took 103 sessions!
Iggy's finally growing the confidence to stand up to Lorelai.
Look at you go! Character growth.
I feel like Cecily's like, you know what I think would help? And she like sets down the cakes that she helped make. And she like looks at them and she's like, guys, big bad evil, maybe we shouldn't be fighting with each other.
We're fighting.
That part's fine. We're just playing our race.
Oh, okay. You're not mad at each other?
No.
We never said that.
Well, I love how Lorelai said no, and then he's like, we never said that.
I'm just saying it's not going to affect, helping you out. Don't worry.
Oh, gosh, no, that's not what I'm worried about. I just...
Abuela will look towards you both and just kind of lean a bit closer. Stop fighting.
Silence. Cricket.
Abuela's just staring towards both of you.
Waiting for the chocolate to come flying out from like the other side of the room. Nowhere near she is.
To argue with silence.
I don't need to threaten anything. And then points back towards you both. Stop fighting.
Fine.
Good. And then she starts walking. Why are you all outside? She also she sees everybody at the everybody else at the van.
Are you gonna wait for Lorelai to try to reach for it? Because we were always gonna try to grab that very same one first. He's gonna be super petty about this.
No, like,
both of you can roll a fuck. What roll?
What's the petty roll?
What's the petty roll?
Roll just 2d6 for me, really quick.
Everything is a competition now. He like goes to sit in the chair.
Roll for high school bullshit.
Beat that.
It's
wait, did I roll that right?
Oh, and we got a 12 and we got a 10.
I totally do it.
Iggy grabs a sweet roll that you were going for, Lorelai.
And starts beating it. What?
Lorelai smacks him with a pillow.
Oh, the sweet roll.
You just
so
both
good.
Hear, hey! And then Abuela's just glaring towards you both.
What? I'm just eating a sweet roll.
You're getting along just fine!
Oh. Abuela just, like, says, and then she'll go look outside. Hey, control your friends!
You want me to what?
Control your friends!
I have no control over those two.
Control them or are you getting no more sweet rolls?
You might as well have asked them to split the Red Sea.
Jesus. Bird cats. I peek in the door, I point at them both and go, hey, you two, stop it.
We just slowly towards
the Lorelai just growls at him.
I just look at Abuela and shrug, I tried.
No sweet rolls for you then.
I didn't.
Lorelai is choosing violence right now.
Elizabeth will look towards you both. Fine, then I will stop you because I love sweet rolls and I don't want them to stop. If you both don't quit it, I will tie you both to this couch and I will make you.
Don't make me get the get along shirts.
She just glares towards you.
The fucking vines. That's all I can imagine.
No, I was imagining the get along shirts.
The get along shirt, yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. It's vines, but it's a get-along shirt, 100%.
It's a get-along shirt.
I will tie you both together, and you'll have to live together until I choose.
Oh.
That'd be awkward.
Then
very awkward.
Stop fighting.
Lorelai. Iggy just offers the happy and sweet roll to
Lorelai. Lorelai immediately snatches and eats it.
Oh, well, there we go.
And Elizabeth just kind of smiles a little bit. Now I can see why I'm the harbinger. She starts walking away.
Yeah, they're definitely told an apocalypse coming over me, so.
Just the fear of God.
Yep, I definitely felt fear. I just felt death swinging by me in the face.
And as you all are sitting there, I will say, Willa just listens to everything that you all say and just kind of nods a little bit. So you want to find where the magic is screwed up. And you want
That'll
to
be
see...
a good place to start. Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Wilbrandt sick, Abuela? Can you help us find it?
Can you tell us the answer?
I can't really nice find try, exactly Abby. Where, but I may be able to help you find it. And then she will stand up and she will move towards another room. And she goes, come on.
Okay. Oh, all right. We're going.
And you all follow her into an office of some kind with a lot of magic shit in here. It's very much an organized chaos, if you will, where you can see, you know, like, not an organized chaos. Howl's Moving Castle, Howl's Room.
Oh, jeez.
There you go.
Is this where you work remotely?
Sometimes. And she just walks in. Don't touch anything unless you know you can pay for it.
Biggie immediately pulls back his hand. I'm like, okay.
She starts walking in.
What does she know?
I know everything.
I know.
Mm. And then she nods. She moves and she reaches for some sort of magical item and she takes it down. She looks over it. Tosses it. Looks around a little bit more. And then she does stumble upon, it looks like a, I'm trying to think what it would, it looks like a magnifying glass of some kind, but you can see that there is, strange etchings into the glass itself as she holds it. And she goes, we could probably work with this, and she'll put it in her back pocket as she looks around a little bit more. She pulls out some thread, some, herbs and different things like that, and then she just kind of nods, okay, all right. I need a favor. And then she will hold out the items to you, A. You can put this together for Cecily, but you need two more things.
Uh-huh.
You need one thing from a mundane that knows everything about Wilbranch, and you need one thing from a mystical creature that knows everything about Wilbranch.
Okay, so I know one of those.
We know more. Well, I think we know more than one.
Which one? The mundane or the mystical?
I'm pretty sure we know more than one of the mystical. I'm just trying to think of any of the mundane that know everything about.
I mean, I'll be honest. If you're trying to, there's no one else besides maybe Cecily who knows more about what's going on in Wilbranch than, well, at least no mundane side of Wilbranch than Jax.
As far as the mystical creature goes, it's got to be something pretty big. The more powerful it is, the better it's going to be.
What about Oberon?
We could do Oberon. Oberon. I was also thinking Xavier.
Yeah, those are the two in my head too, also. So. Show of hands, Xavier or Oberon?
I just know
we're all thinking Oberon, aren't we?
I just know Oberon has already pledged the Fae's assistance in this, so maybe this is exactly what we need.
Okay.
And so I can't argue Oberon that.
And... Once you get the two items, it doesn't matter what, but they have to be small enough, of course, to tie to the thing. Tie it all together with this string and these branches. This branch comes from an oldest tree of Wilbranch. You do that, cast your normal magic, activate it, boom! You get the thousand rod of sorts.
The thousand rod, exactly.
It's like a thermometer of some kind. It'll find what the bad parts.
Sorry, mystical ultrasound.
Yes,
that's amazing.
I mean, I think I can help get something from Jax.
Perfect, and then she'll look at. for the Oberon thing?
Oh, you're looking to who?
To Lore for the Oberon thing.
Got it.
Iggy slowly turns to Lore and just says, I bet I can get my item faster than you can.
Oh my god.
Oh, we have to make this a competition?
Oh my
god. It won't be a competition because I'm going to win it.
I love to see you try.
Okay, I'll see you guys in 10 minutes in the bushes out front.
Get him.
What the heck?
Wow.
No, because you see what's going to happen is, and he starts running towards the door.
Lorelai goes, hey! And starts bolting out as well.
Wow. And they're gone.
That is a thing that is happening. Wow.
I wait for a second or two as they leave and then go, so how long do you think before they stumble and scrape their knees?
I mean, I feel like given the history, we're lucky if we're going to be moving in a forward enough direction to skin our knees. They're more likely to skin their asses, I think.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We should probably get going.
Where are you guys going?
Who follows whom?
I'll go with Lore.
Okay.
Maybe we can catch up.
She'll look at
A will definitely follow Iggy's trail.
Trixie, where you want to go? You want to see Jax or you want to see Oberon?
Oh my god. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Let's flip a coin or something. I don't know.
Roll dice.
Yeah. All right.
Odd or even.
1 to 3 would be... how do I do this? Roll equal d6. No, that's stupid.
Slash roll.
No, that's stupid. Huh?
Slash roll and then 1d6.
Yeah, slash roll 1d6.
1d6. Okay, so 1 to 3 would be Oberon then.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's Jax.
You going to see Jax?
Jax.
All right. Time to see the boy.
The boy.
So you're going to go with A then to go find, to go with Iggy.
Yeah, then Bryson to go to places that seems a little bit too chaotic for me. I think I'm going to stick with Jax.
Yeah, let's just take the conventional means. Here's
what I'm wanting to do because of this race bullshit that I love. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to roll a dice to see who we're going to go first. Okay, we're going Oberon first. We have Cecily and we have Lorelai going to to Oberon. Cecily, I would like for you just to roll me 2d6. Lorelai, okay. I would like you to do the same.
Okay.
See if we can catch up with Lorelai.
Nope. Don't worry about it.
Nope. Oh, let's see.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Cecily?
Cecily.
Oh, shit.
Interesting. That's not great.
Oh, no.
Not great.
That's okay. So that means that Lorelai's going to get there first.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So here's what I want for the second part. Iggy, go ahead and roll 2d6, and then I will let either Trixie or A roll 2d6, but because there's two of you, I'm going to roll a plus one.
Okay, so...
Are you kidding me?
Do we roll 1d6?
2d6.
2d6?
Yes, unless you both want to roll a d6, that would be cute.
Hina, how do I turn off karmic dice?
Each roll a d6 and then combine it.
Yeah,
and Carbon Dice is supposed to help you, Dan.
No, I feel like it's been helping me. It's been keeping me down.
A 4, okay, and then a so 3. That's so that's 7 plus 1, six, so 8. Seven.
1, so 8.
So I will say that you two are going to get to Jax first.
This is what happens, Jax. This is what you see as soon as you get out the door. You see Iggy in Abuela's bushes. Because of that roll.
Just a dust cloud coming out of the bushes.
She did it to me again.
She didn't even do it this time.
No, yeah, he's just trying to save face.
It was a squirrel this time.
Yeah, it was absolutely. He almost tripped over a squirrel and he fell.
Squirrel.
So we're gonna start.
We see them in the bush. Yeah. She's like, all right. Get up.
Come on, go. Grandpa. I grab him by one leg. Trixie grab his other leg.
All right.
Drag him into the car.
Wait, what's Elizabeth? Where's Elizabeth?
Oh, did you want Elizabeth to go with you?
Or you want to stay with Abuela?
Or do you want to stay with Abuela?
Stay with Abuela.
Yeah, she'll stay with
best stay with Abuela just to be safe.
Okay, so.
All right, you grab his legs. I'll grab his arms.
I will say Archer it. And Elizabeth will stay with Abuela then. Just to make things lighter. So who did I say we went with first?
We just body chuck him into the car.
Yeah, Iggy's pride is way too hurt. He's not even gonna resist.
Yeah, no worries. For Lorelai as well as Cecily. Lorelai, you will get, of course, the forest first. I'm gonna remind you of something. And you're gonna be like, I didn't have to run at all. Lorelai, you can call Oberon at any time.
I forgot about that.
I think it was a fucking pride. It was a fucking pride.
I didn't
want to say anything until after the fact. as you reach the forest, that's when you realize, oh shit, I could call him.
I just like
hear from the trunk of A's car, like, got her.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It's picture Lorelai making it to the forest. I made it. Oh wait.
Damn it. And then as you go, damn it.
Stupid
you
hear, Iggy.
Yes. And you can see Oberon is in a tree.
I realize we should have done this sooner. Iggy and I are racing. And I realized I could have called you just so I could have saved myself a trip.
Yes, you could have. He just smiles. I told you all you had to do was call my name and I would come to you. If I could. Lorelai. And then he'll just kind of gently jump down from the tree and walk around you. Did your pride get in the way?
Fine, maybe.
Maybe.
He just kind of smiles coyly down towards you. Disc, disc, my dear. You must watch that temper of yours. It's unbecoming of fey royalty.
Lorelai just pins her ears back. She's obviously, like, angry at herself. And embarrassed at the same time.
He just moves and he just gently pats your head. It's all right. There. And then, of course, that's when Cecily will appear in the forest, like, running behind you a little bit. Oh, you brought a friend.
Hey, Laura, why don't you just call Oberon?
Yeah, right. I wasn't expecting you to meet him in the woods, but okay, here we are.
I told her she could call me at any time, but she seems to have forgotten.
I feel like as Cecily's trying to like walk through the woods and heals, like,
oh, you poor dear, are you alright? And then you see him snap, and underneath you, every step you take, it's just solid ground.
Oh, Cecily's like, you are a wizard and a genius.
They bow. I always pride myself in being a gentleman of the forest. Then he wiggles his eyebrows weirdly.
I feel like Cecily, you know, is trying not to be all flustered by him, as per usual. And so she's like, thank you so much. Did Lore have a chance to tell you why?
No, I just found out that her pride got the better of her. That's as far as we've gotten so far.
Yeah, it's this thing that keeps happening with her and Iggy. I don't know.
Are you fighting with your friend? And
oh, here we go again.
No, you shouldn't fight with your friends. They're your
friends. We're just having a race.
A friendly competition.
A friendly competition. Oh, a game.
Hell no.
Yes, it's a game, and I need to win before he does.
Well, if you just had told me that. I'm always down for a game.
Cecily's like, for real though, more importantly, and she'll like look at
Lore. Oh yes, there are like things you came for. Yes, what is it? And then he just starts floating in the air a little bit.
Don't distract him with games right now.
He looks towards you, Lore, like, we'll talk.
She's like
an object.
Yeah.
And Lorelai proceeds to explain what they need.
A bubble.
Yes.
A bubble.
I have many bubbles. Do you need a specific one?
Lorelai looks to Cecily. Did they mention that we need a certain one?
No, it just needs to carry with it some power.
Or sentimentality?
Cecily's like, the thing is, Will Branch, the people of Will Branch, the town itself is sick. So anything that you could think of that the Fae would have maybe as a magical antidote for something. A home remedy, if you will.
A home remedy. Interesting. I might have something that at least can help you with this magical item that you're creating. I don't know about the magical remedy, but perhaps I could speak with Titania and we can come up with an idea. That might take time, but I can get that started if you'd like.
Right. And again, not necessarily medicine, but something symbolic. That's the vibe that we're going for.
Understood. As for now, the symbolic item. Yes. Okay. So, something from Will Branch. For me, I have so many baubles, so many favorite ones. I know. And then he just goes into his hair and he pulls out a ribbon that's just like a beautiful shimmering green. And he smiles. I got this when I first arrived here.
Aww.
Laurel, I will take and look at the ribbon.
And then as you look at the ribbon, it does have like a little bit of gold within it as well, like just like a thin ribbon of gold that kind of comes through it, and he just smiles. I got that from a little girl when I arrived.
Aww.
That's my work. Is this the most important thing to you?
Yes. He smiles towards you. You gave it to me.
Huh?
He smiles.
That's a story for another day, apparently.
Apparently.
I feel like Cecily puts her hand on her hip and she's like, you wore rings in your hair as a little girl?
I was small, but maybe?
It's just this one ribbon. It ripped and I tried to help her fix it. She was so cute back then.
Aww.
Lorelai like just clears her throat. She's like, anyway.
Need to be by the wells now.
We'll bring it back to you.
Very good. That or you can always give me another one. And he smiles towards you, Lorelai.
Oh.
She doesn't really do ribbons anymore. Trust me, I've tried.
Well, any other baubles will do. Okay. Any baubles that were given to me by you would be my most gracious treasure. Oh. And you and I do need to talk about this game idea. This would be fun.
Sure.
And he smiles. And then he pats your head gently. Off you go, then. Go save the world. Proud of you.
Bye.
And then he just kind of moves back to his tree and jumps into it. And then he just waves as he lays back in the branches. Doodles!
I feel like Cecily waves over her shoulder.
All right. And then we move to Jax.
Is he still the axolotl?
The axolotl.
Axolotl.
As you both head back to the axolotl, you can see, of course, Jax is spinning that sign.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Look at him go.
Are we there yet? Knock, knock. Are we there yet? Knock, knock.
What?
Yeah, they stuck me in the trunk.
I thought they put you in the back seat.
No, it's funny with the trunk.
Yep.
But definitely the back seat, one of the seats is down, so he does have air.
Yeah.
We're not gonna completely keep you up.
He doesn't see it though, so he's still knocking on the trunk.
Yeah.
reminds me of my high school days.
What?
Wow.
Jack,
what?
We're not gonna unpack all that.
I'll only leave that same.
So
how long do you think it'll take before he realizes the back seat's open?
I don't know. This is concerning. Iggy? First he wanted to bend your fingers 90 degrees backwards, and now this?
Iggy, this is a subtle revenge.
Look to your left, Iggy. Hi.
You're on the left.
Do I go towards the light? I don't think I'm supposed to do that just yet.
No, towards the light.
Jax will look towards you all as you all are like.
Climb out of the trunk from the back seat. You're fine.
You see Iggy's head pop through the back seat. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Axolotl just starts walking over towards you all, just kind of bounce a little bit, and Jax sticks off the head. Sup? You've returned. Hey, do you need more refreshment?
Kind of.
Maybe. I will get you some.
But I am kind of in a time crunch right now.
We're on it. Hold on.
Oh, and he stops and he turns back. What do you
mean?
We're on a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Yes.
I love scavenger hunts.
I know you do, bro. But, so one of the items on the list is we need a pin. And I know you have a bunch of pins on you all the time.
I do. And then he just, like, goes towards his bag. One sec. Wait, it's inside. And he just goes inside Axolotl.
Iggy, does it have to be a pin?
It has to be something sentimental, right?
Well, we could just ask him for something sentimental.
Trust me, there's a pin. I know that it specifically is very sentimental to Jax.
He walks back.
Wait,
as
you gotta get it.
As he's walking back,
I'm gonna
he brings his whole backpack and he goes, what kind of pin do you want?
Iggy looks for a second like, and he's gonna actually focus on the pride pin on his bag.
You see there is a trans pin that looks very old and a little bit dirty as he looks towards it. That one? Yeah, that one's one of my favorites.
I know.
Alright.
I was there when you got it.
Yeah! Oh yeah, that's right! That was our first Pride together! That was so cool!
It was.
Well, that was in Solaris Bay, wasn't it?
Yes. I forgot the headcanon that Iggy never left World Branch.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, we definitely... I was there when you got it, and you've kept ever since, so... That's the one I'm kind of looking for on the list.
Yeah. Alright, cool. Hold on.
Can I borrow it?
We'll say it's at Will Branch then, since there's a headcanon. I forgot about the headcanon. So he'll just like go, he'll just pull it off carefully. And you can see, of course, it's very delicate because it's older. And he'll just hold it out towards you both. I just need it back.
I will.
I trust you.
Yep.
But also, like if it breaks, I won't be mad.
Don't you dare mention the bear.
That was a different possibility.
I'm saying 100 characters. Don't you dare mention the bear.
I don't know what's happening. He just smells.
Nothing.
Would you like to know? We can give you a quick synopsis.
Okay.
All right. We need to gather these things so that we can, you know, stop the apocalypse. Thank you so much. We gotta run. Like,
pulls Trixie back to the car.
You're the best, bro.
You're the best, bro!
You're the best, bro!
You're the best, bro!
Iggy pockets the pin and goes back in the backseat and back into the trunk.
Just put back on the Axolotl head. You're the best! And then immediately
I start doing like the
Axolotl
dance as I'm walking backwards towards the car.
I think we're doing it like in the car.
Yeah,
like,
in the car too. Yeah.
Iggy knocks on the trunk. All right, floor it.
We're out of here.
Why are you still in the trunk?
Iggy pauses. I don't know.
Get up here.
No time.
Whoa.
As you all head on your way back to Abuelas to combine the items that you have received, we're going to end the session there because we're out of time.
Wait, who won?
Man, we really were on a time crunch.
Time crunch.
Okay.
We'll find out who won next time.
Next session. Cliffhanger for everyone, including you. Ha ha, my revenge. This is my revenge. Hey, for the teenage bullshit, this is my revenge.
Like the teenage bullshit.
Yeah, you were enjoying it.
I almost died.
Of laughter, I want to point that out.
I love that.
Anywho, thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch High Senior Year Month's Week Story. Session 103. Whoa. We're getting to the nitty-gritty, if you will. And we'll soon make our way to the finale. But don't worry, we still have some time before that. Before we get into things, let's talk about our favorite parts and give some kudos, as we always do in my last bit of safety tools. Who would like to give a favorite part or a kudo?
I love the chaotic sibling energy between Laura and Iggy. That was amazing. Sure.
That was some good chaotic energy.
And the fact that it backfired on both of us.
It just turned into like a dick measuring contest. And they're like,
yeah, pretty much. Absolutely bigger dick contest.
That was so funny to me too. I did love that. I also love the chaotic energy that is Trixie still, I have to say. Like,
every time.
Same.
Every time.
The whole,
why? You guys are the stars.
The whole Julio and what is his name?
LeBlanc.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Julio and the gentleman T. Yeah.
So funny, like just matchmaker.
I want to give a kudos to Cecily and their interaction with Nicholas. That was like a fun scene to finally witness. So,
Oh yay!
That was really cool.
With him basically being a real sick gender swap, Cecily.
Yeah.
I liked how I kind of learned something about Lorelai though. The relationship between her and I forgot his name.
Oberon.
Mm-hmm. Is just like a little bit more sentimental than she probably realizes.
Aww.
And I really like that. It's really cute. It's so cute. I love it.
All right. Any other kudos and favorite parts before we move
on? I also love Abuela. I just love Abuela.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you all like my NPCs. I do.
Scary as shit, but she's amazing.
Hmm?
I said scary as shit, but it's amazing.
Abuela's my grandma.
I'm just always happy that you all Abuela's like these everyone's NPCs grandma. So much.
Why her name is Abuela.
She is a goat as in grandma.
We actually revealed her name, but I totally forgot what it was.
You have. I'm not gonna tell you again.
Time to go through a bunch of sessions.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh my
great.
God.
I have to re-listen to some episodes.
I don't know it either. She might have like introduced herself as
she
her
always
actual
introduces
name.
Herself as Abuela.
No, she hasn't in the sessions so far, so don't worry. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot of mysteries.
Oh, it was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago. Well, anywho, thank you everyone else always for coming in and watching. Thank you to my players for playing. We appreciate you all so much, and I appreciate all my players so much, and I appreciate you all so much. How many things can I put in this one little tiny section? I don't know. If you like what you saw, give me a follow over here on twitch.tv/GMHina, where we run more campaigns. We also run a D&D 5e world where three of these players are in it. Wow. And also, if you like what you heard, leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It would be very helpful. It was super nice. Wow. It makes us feel good. And then, you know, then the chaos can keep going.
Love us. Love us.
Love us.
Love us.
Treasure us.
Love us.
Treasure us. Ask consent first.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You have full consent to leave us a review.
Hell yeah.
There you go. Consent is key,
love
and you
us
have
consensually.
It to leave a review.
Love us consensually.
Yeah. So, with that, I'm going to go ahead, and it looks like we can raid into Carney Sideshow.
Raid,
hasn't been live for a while, so I'm going to start that raid.
I know. I haven't seen that one live for a long time.
So, we're going to raid into Carney Sideshow, who are old friends of this channel. So, thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. We'll be back again on Saturday with more Tales of Dresdrea. But until then, stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I want you to know that with you, I feel home.